Welcome to the January podcast hosted by the Crowder Century at Crowder College in Neosho, Missouri. This podcast was produced by the journalism class at Crowder College. We start off with upcoming events on campus. The Crowder Student Art Exhibit, held in the Longwell Museum and the LC Plaster Center, is open until February 14th. The exhibit is free, open to the community, and open during the museum's regular hours of 9 a.m. through 6:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, with the exception of being closed on holidays. Contact Casey Smith at crowder.edu for more information.
The Crowder Quill is accepting entries for its free annual art and literary competition. The categories include art, photography, and writing, in which students and community members can submit entries. The deadline for entries is February 5th.
To honor Black History Month, Campus Life will be showing a movie in the Fireside Room every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Kicking off the month will be Glory on February 5th, with drinks and snacks provided. Upcoming campus visits are available to Missouri Southern State University, Missouri State University, University of Arkansas, Missouri University of Science and Technology, and Pittsburgh State University. Email Jamie Stanley at jamiestanley@crowder.edu for more details.
Here are some news briefs from the past 2 weeks. The Crowder College Board of Trustees unanimously voted to select Dr. Glenn Colthorpe as the next president of Crowder College. Colthorpe was chosen out of nearly 40 applicants to represent the presidential position. With several years of experience in education behind him, Dr. Colthorpe will begin his term this semester. Dr. Dena Clymer, history and geography instructor at Crowder, was recently honored with the Governor's Award for Excellence in Teaching. Clymer received the award at Crowder's annual holiday banquet. The recipient is selected by peers based on course evaluations from students. Clymer's official recognition will be presented at the Missouri Community College Association annual convention in Kansas City in November.
The Fall 2018 Dean's List, consisting of 587 students, has been made available for viewing on Crowder's website. These students were full-time students during the fall semester who took 12 or more credit hours and accomplished a grade point average of 3.5 or higher.
On December 17th, Vatterott College permanently closed its doors. The for-profit university cited strict restrictions on the school's ability to participate in financial aid programs as a major cause.
Here's the weather report. The last bit of January looks to be cold, with temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s. The beginning of February will have lots of sunshine and similar temperatures.
The Crowder women's basketball team will end the regular season in February. The last four home games of the season will be at 2 p.m. Saturday, February 2nd, against Northern Oklahoma College Enid. 2 p.m. Saturday, February 9th, against Mineral Area College. 2 p.m. Saturday, February 16th, against Jefferson College. And 2 p.m. Saturday, February 23rd, against Three Rivers Community College. The Crowder baseball team will host their season and home opener at 1 p.m. Saturday, February 2nd. The game will be against LeBec Community College at Rough Rider Field. The Lady Riders softball team will play their season opener at 1 p.m. Wednesday, February 6th, against Oklahoma Wesleyan JV. Progress has been made on the Freeman Rough Rider Fieldhouse. The fieldhouse site is located next to the baseball field, and the first bricks have been laid. The building is expected to be completed in March.
This podcast is brought to you by the University of Missouri at St. Louis, offering a new online business degree, completion program, criminal justice, and international degree, and Great Western Dining, offering a buffet and individual items for every meal on the first floor of Newton Hall, and Choice Mobile Medical Unit, providing confidential sexual health services located on the Neosho Crowder campus each week. Call 417-540-2485 for an appointment. Central Missouri University, providing online programs as well as support staff on the campus of Crowder College. And finally,